understand what's at stake as the UK prepares to leave the European Union.
Hello, as the great Paul Young once said,
wherever I lay my hat, that's my home.
Which is all very well, but where would Paul choose to lay his post-Brexit hat? And if said hat happens to be in the country where you live, not in the country where you come from, what then? It's a conundrum that millions of people are wrestling with in the wake of last year's referendum result. And it's prompted our question-generating Radio 4 Wheel of Fortune to come up with this.
Question. What if you're living on the wrong side of the channel?
Or, as we say in Polish, co jeżeli żyjesz po złej stronie kanału La Manche? Yes, we're talking about EU citizens living in the UK and British expats scattered across the rest of the EU. What happens to all of them after Brexit? Expats? Migrants? Different words, same thing. And the largest affected community in the UK is from Poland. So I've come here to the East European Resource Centre in West London, which, if you're perplexed about this particular aspect of Brexit, is as good a place as any to start. People are coming in every day trying to figure out what their rights are, and some of them really are pretty worried. Barbara Drozdowicz is trying to help calm them down.
The level of uncertainty is really, really high. Whether they would be able to stay in Britain, full stop, post-Brexit. They might have businesses that span across borders. They have kids and they want their children to see their grandma 3 times a year. If I go for Easter break, will I be able to come back? Will I have to apply for visa in British Embassy?
But are people worried that if they leave the country, they may not get back? I mean, we haven't even started the process of negotiating our exit yet.
There is lots of aspects that we don't know.
And so many questions.
So many questions.
Well, look, I know a lot of the people who come here to seek advice have got specific questions about things like national insurance, about their pensions. What I'd quite like to do is, if we can, get you to talk to some British expats in Spain about that.
Talk Radio Europe.
Giles Brown.
Live comment and discussion with studio guests.
Yes, thanks to the magic of radio, Barbara and I are about to reign in Spain.
Listening to me, Giles Brown, on TRE Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain. We now go live as well to London and the BBC with Chris Morris and also Barbara Drozdowicz from the Eastern European Resource Centre. Barbara, what are people coming to you in the main and asking for your help with?
I suppose one of the key questions we have is, if you have invested 10, 12, 15 years of work in Britain, what is exactly going to happen with my national insurance contribution and health contributions? So that's a very, very substantial question.
And that's what we're hearing from a lot of people, Giles. It is those kind of practical questions of everyday life.
Good morning, caller. You're live on TRE. What's your name? Where are you calling from? What's your viewpoint, please?
Yeah, good morning. My name is Sharon. I live in Alicante.
Morning, Sharon.
I'm a pensioner in receipt of the UK state pension. We're worried about losing our health care. Private health for many of us is unaffordable because as you age and have preconditions, the premiums go up.
There you go again. Pensions and health care. Similar concerns on both sides of the channel.
Good morning, Giles. It's Gary here with a very bad throat.
Good morning.
Calling from outside of Torremolinos. There's an awful lot of scaremongering going on and nothing is going to change as drastically as what the media and a lot of scaremongers are talking about.
Barbara, come back to you in the UK. Scaremongering, one of our callers says that.
Well, there are fears. Whether people would invest in their businesses or not, whether they are going to invest in mortgages or not. I know it sounds a little bit like scaremongering, but these are actual practical things that people turn to us to ask questions.
Hi, Giles. I'm Steve in Benamadena, and I listen to all these expats crying down the phone about their health pensions from the UK. Why are they crying? Go to Spain. They give you health care. They give you a pension. You have to blend in, man.
It's not true. People should...